I'm going to introduce you to one of my favorite films.
A o chvíľu vás uvediem, vás predstavím jednému z mojich najobľúbenejších filmov.
We're going to do a bit of a film discussion. We're going to do a bit of a film discussion.
A budeme mať trošku také diskusie o tom filme.
And I want to use this as an opportunity to introduce you to film.
A chcem toto využiť ako príležitosť k tomu, aby som vás uviedol k filmom.
Being a connection point or a bridge.
Ako k mostom alebo takým prepájacím bodom.
Into people's hearts for the gospel.
A ku srdciam ľudí kvôli evanjeliu.
Film can be like a mirror.
Film môže byť ako zrkadlo,
showing us certain things about ourselves,
ktoré nám ukazujú určité veci o nás samotných,
some of which is not so great,
niektoré z tých nemusia byť také úžasné,
but some of which is wonderful,
a niektoré z nich sú úžasné.
And film can also act like a rudder on a ship, like a steering wheel.
A takisto film môže fungovať ako kormidlo na lodi.
And it's better to be engaging with that and thinking about that.
A je lepšie byť do tohto zapojený a rozmýšľať nad týmto.
Rather than just being moved down the river.
Ako iba jednoducho ísť dole riekou.
By the water.
Vodou.
We don't have any choice. Film is something we're all watching.
Nemáme na výber. Filmy sú niečo, čo všetci pozeráme.
The question is.
Otázkou je.
What is film saying?
A čo filmy hovoria?
And how can we engage our faith in that?
A ako môžeme do toho zapojiť svoju vieru?
Christians use film in different ways.
A kresťania používajú filmy rôznymi spôsobmi.
Sometimes we show a Christian film.
Niekedy ukážeme kresťanský film.
Imagine showing The Passion of the Christ.
Napríklad si predstavte im, že im pustíte Umučenie Krista.
Or Amazing Grace.
Alebo Úžasná milosť.
The story of William Wilberforce.
Príbeh Williama Wilberforcea.
We feel quite safe about showing films like this.
A keď im ukazujeme takéto filmy, tak sa cítime relatívne bezpečne.
But there can be a problem.
No, môže nastať problém.
We're the only ones watching those films. We are the only ones watching those films.
Že sme jediní, ktorí pozerajú.
If we want to connect with people,
a ak sa chceme s ľuďmi spojiť,
then we may need to go into the marketplace.
Tak musíme ísť tam na trh.
Into the agora. It's the marketplace in Greek.
Aha. Do toho slovíčka, čo je to obchodné miesto v
which is where the apostle Paul went to engage with the thinkers.
Tam, kam chodil Pavol, keď sa chcel spojiť s tými mysliteľmi.
And the traders.
A obchodníkmi.
In his culture.
V jeho kultúre.
The other way that we might use film is to use secular film.
A iný spôsob, ako môžeme používať filmy, je pozerať sekulárne filmy.
We might show an entire film.
Môžeme ukázať celý film.
And then have a discussion afterwards.
A potom po skončení mať nejakú diskusiu.
I've tried to do that a number of times.
Veľakrát som sa pokúsil toto robiť.
And I find that it doesn't usually work.
A zistím, že to väčšinou nefunguje.
This is the reason why.
A dôvodom prečo?
When you've watched a film,
je ten, že keď pozeráš film,
you usually want to go for a walk outside.
Tak väčšinou sa ti chce ísť von na prechádzku.
Or to go somewhere else.
Alebo ísť niekam inom.
We don't want to stick around.
A nechceme tam byť stále.
And so people are a bit tired.
A tak ľudia sa trochu unavia.
They want to do something else after they've watched the film.
A potom, čo pozerajú film, chcú robiť niečo iné.
So it's quite hard to get them to engage.
A tak je to dosť ťažké tam niečo započať.
So I'd like to suggest that there are two other ways of using film as well.
A tak chcem navrhnúť ďalšie dva spôsoby, ako používať filmy.
You can use a sequence of films, film clips. You can use a couple of film clips.
Môžete použiť sekvenciu klipov z filmu.
And then create a discussion around those film clips.
A potom vytvoriť diskusiu na základe týchto klipov.
And that's what I'm going to give you an experience of.
Túto skúsenosť chcem vám dať ja teraz.
In a few minutes time.
O pár minút.
Or you can use a film clip in a talk.
Alebo môžete použiť nejaký klip z filmu vo svojej prednáške.
To illustrate a point.
Aby ilustrovala alebo zvýrazňovala myšlienku.
Let me give you an example of that from the film Collateral.
Napríklad z filmu Collateral, vám dám príklad.
The film Collateral, directed by Michael Mann.
A tento film Collateral je režírovaný Michaelom Mannom.
Stars Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx.
A hrá tam Tom Cruise a Jamie Foxx.
And Tom Cruise plays a hitman called Vincent.
A Tom Cruise tam hrá
an assassin, a hitman.
Aha, zabijaka.
His job is to go around the city killing people.
Jeho úlohou je chodiť po meste a zabíjať ľudí.
He takes Max, the cab driver,
a bere si so sebou Maxa a šoféra taxíka,
as his prisoner, as his hostage,
ako svojho rukojemníka,
and forces him to drive him around LA.
A núti ho, aby s ním chodil po Los Angeles.
So at one point the cab driver turns around to the hitman in the back of the cab.
A v jednej chvíli sa ten šofér taxíka obráti späť na toho zabijaka.
And he says to him,
a povie mu,
what's the reason why are you doing this?
Čo je dôvod, prečo toto robíš?
Now I want to suggest to you that the hitman's answer,
a chcem vám navrhnúť, že tá odpoveď zabijaka
is an expression of atheism.
Je v podstate vyjadrením ateizmu.
It's the moral.
Je to morálne.
The area of right and wrong.
A tá oblasť dobra, správnosti a nesprávnosti.
It's the effect of atheism on that world of right and wrong.
A je to účinok ateizmu na túto celú podstatu niečo správneho a nesprávneho.
I'm going to play the clip now, so you tell me what you think.
Teraz zahráme ten klip a povedz mi, čo si myslíš.
Why'd you have to kill him? He probably got family, kids that don't grow up without him. He believed me. Oh, I should have saved him because he believed him.
Not that.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, well, yeah, that. What's wrong with that?
That's what I do for a living.
Some living.
Head downtown.
What's downtown?
How are you at math?
Sorry for 5 hits?
I did 4.
Why didn't you just kill me and get another cab driver?
Because you're good. We're in this together. Fates intertwined, cosmic coincidence, you know.
You're full of shit.
Oh, crap, I'm full of shit. You're a monument of it. You even bullshitted yourself. All I am is taking out the garbage, killing bad people.
Well, that's what you said.
You believe me?
Then what'd they do?
How do I know, you know? Look at that. Witness for the prosecution looked at me. Probably some major federal indictment of somebody who majorly does not want to get indicted.
So that's the reason.
That's the why. There's no reason. There's no good reason. There's no bad reason to live or to die.
Then what are you?
Indifferent. Get with it. Millions of galaxies of hundreds of millions of stars and a speck on one in a blink. That's us, lost in space. A cop, you, me. Who notices?
What's with you?
As in,
if somebody had a gun to your head and said, you gotta tell me what's going on with this person over here or I'm gonna kill you. What is driving him? What was he thinking? You know, you couldn't do it, could you? Because they would have to kill your ass because you don't know what anyone else is thinking. I think you're low, my brother. Way low. Like, what were you, one of those institutionalized raised guys? Anybody home? And standard parts that are supposed to be there and people in you aren't. Well, why would you kill me?
Well, Gabby's not letting I get Max. Sigmund Freud meets Dr. Ruth.
Answer the question.
Now, if atheism is true,
ak ateizmus má pravdu,
then Vincent is absolutely right.
Tak ten, who?
Vincent, the hitman.
Tak ten zabijak, ten Vincent má pravdu.
We should be indifferent.
Mal by sme byť nepodstatnými.
And this film is presenting us
a tento film nám tu ukazuje
with the moral consequences
a morálne následky
of atheism.
Ateizmu.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
Fascinujúce, nie?
And you could use that in a sermon, in a talk.
A toto môžete použiť v kázni a v téme.
To illustrate.
Na to, aby ste ilustrovali.
Some of those observations about right and wrong.
Niektoré pozorovania toho, čo je správne a čo nie je správne.
And you then may be able to connect into.
A možno potom budete schopní to prepojiť.
The God of the Bible.
S Bohom Biblie,
who gives a structure and a framework,
ktorý dáva štruktúru a rámec
for right and wrong,
preto čo je dobré a zlé,
that makes sense,
A tento rámec dáva zmysel.
Shaped around his character.
A je tvarovaný podľa jeho charakteru.
So I love using film in evangelism.
A tak rád používam film v evangelizácii.
We all like film, whether it's watching DVDs or going to the cinema.
A máme radi filmy, či už to je pozeranie DVDček alebo návšteva kina.
And films are not threatening to people.
A filmy ľudí neohrozujú.
They're not too in their face.
Nie sú príliš v ich tvári.
People are already talking about films.
Ľudia už dávno rozprávajú o filmoch.
Films touch on big questions.
A filmy sa dotýkajú veľkých otázok.
In the olden days, if you were going to reach a particular people,
a dávnejšie, ak ste chceli zasiahnuť určitú skupinu ľudí,
with the gospel, you would do some missiology.
Tak by ste robili nejakú misiológiu, nejakú misiu.
You would study that culture.
A študovali by ste tú kultúru.
And study the stories that that culture told around the campfire.
A študovali by ste príbehy, ktoré tá kultúra si rozpráva pri ohnisku.
These are the stories from our campfire.
A toto sú príbehy z nášho ohniska.
From the campfire of the culture around us.
A z ohniska kultúry, ktorá je v našom, ktorá je okolo nás.
Perhaps if we're really interested in reaching that culture.
Možno ak by sme boli naozaj ak by sme mali naozaj záujem zasiahnuť túto kultúru,
we need to be asking, what are these stories?
Tak sa potrebujeme pýtať, čo sú tieto príbehy, aké sú to príbehy.
Films touch on very big ideas.
Filmy sa dotýkajú naozaj veľmi veľkých myšlienok a predstav.
We've looked at morality.
Pozreli sme sa už na moralitu.
But there's politics, sexual realm, religious, happiness, freedom, love, spirituality.
A takisto sa tam nachádza aj politika, sexualita, náboženstvo, šťastie, sloboda, láska, duchovnosť.
I want to introduce you to one of my favorite films, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
A chcem vám predstaviť môj jeden veľmi obľúbený film, a večné svítanie na bezchybnej mysli.
The story of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
A tento film
is that two characters have a relationship.
Je o tom, že dve postavy majú vzťah.
Joel and Clementine.
Joel a Clementine.
Joel is played by Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey hrá Joel.
And Clementine is played by Kate Winslet.
A Clementina je hraná tou Kate Winslet.
Both famous Hollywood actors and actresses.
Veľmi známi hollywoodskí herci a herečky.
Now, the kinds of characteristics that Clementine has.
Tie druhých povahových črt, ktoré má Clementine.
The types of personality that she has is something that's attractive to Joel.
A tie druhy osobnosti, ktoré tie črty osobnostné, ktoré má, sú priťažlivé pre Joela.
She's impulsive. She colors her hair to match her mood.
Je impulzívna a farbí si vlasy podľa toho, aby sa zhodovali s jej náladou.
And Joel has the kind of qualities that somebody who's energetic and impulsive would look to.
A Joel má tie vlastnosti niekoho energetického a
compulsive. He's calm.
Je pokojný.
He's very relaxed, very laid back.
Taký má všetko na háku.
Now, one day when Joel and Clementine have a relationship falling out, they have a big argument.
A jedného dňa, keď Joel a Clementine majú taký veľký problém, kedy sa ich vzťah láme.
Joel goes to the bookstore where Clementine works.
Tak Joel ide do knihkupectva, kde pracuje Clementina.
And he walks up to the counter.
A príde tam k pokladni.
And she has no idea who he is.
A nemá potuchy o tom, kto to je.
She doesn't remember him at all.
Vôbec si ho nepamätá.
He goes to talk to their friends.
A ide a rozpráva sa s kamarátmi.
They tell him that she has grown fed up with the relationship.
A tí mu povedia, že she what?
She's grown frustrated with the relationship.
A že začala byť frustrovaná s tým vzťahom.
And so she has gone to a place in their town.
A tak išla na jedno miesto v meste.
Who will erase people from your memory.
Kde zmažu ľudí z vašich spomienok.
And she has had Joel erased from her memory.
A tak ona si dala Joela, aby zmazať z pamäti.
In the clip I'm going to show you, Joel decides that his way of dealing with things
V klipe, ktorý vám chcem práve ukázať, je Joel s tým, ako sa on snaží riešiť veci.
Is to also go and have his memory erased of Clementine. Is to go and have Clementine erased.
A teda spôsobí to, že aj Clementina má zmazané tie myšlienky.
Prečo?
Aha, áno, dobré, prepáčte. Joel si ide dať Clementinu vymazať.
So you will see Joel going into the memory wiping place.
A tak uvidíte, ako Joel ide na to miesto, kde sa mažú spomienky.
And then he's sent home.
A potom je poslaný späť domov.
To collect all the different things that remind him or have a link with Clementine.
Aby zhromaždil všetky veci, ktoré mu môžu pripomínať Clementinu.
And then he takes everything in a rubbish sack, in a bin bag to the place.
A aby tam potom odniesol aby tam všetky tie veci odniesol.
Okay. I hope you enjoy the clip.
Dúfam, že si to užijete.
Wait. No, I'm sorry, doctor. He just barged right in here.
Okay. I want it done.
I'm sorry, doctor. He just barged right in here.
Okay. I want it done.
I told him pre-Valentine's Day is our busy time.
That's okay, Mary.
But there are people waiting.
Mr. Barish, if you'd like to come inside. Mary, if you can take care
of
Mrs.
Hula. Yes, of course.
Hula. Goodbye, Mrs. Hula.
Now, the first thing we need you to do, Mr. Barish, is to go home and collect everything you own that has some association with Clementine. Anything. We'll use these items to create a map of Clementine in your brain, okay? So we'll need photos, clothing, gifts, books she may have bought you, CDs you may have bought together, journal entries. You want to empty your home, you want to empty your life of Clementine. And after the mapping is done, our technicians will do the erasing in your home tonight. That way, when you awake in the morning, you find yourself in your own bed as if nothing had happened. A new life awaiting you.
No, I'm sorry, Miss Hennon. You can't have the procedure done 3 times in 1 hour. Well, it's just not our policy here. How are you today, Mr. Barish?
It's quite interesting the way that the receptionist is talking to somebody.
Je celkom zaujímavé, ako tá pani na recepcii sa s niekým rozpráva.
Who wants to have her memory erased over and over and over again.
Kto si chce stále a stále dávať zmazávať spomienky.
It's as if the truck driver.
Je to ako by ten šofér nákladiaku.
Who yells out, wake up, buddy.
Ktorý kričí, že zobuď sa, kamarát.
Is speaking to Joel not to become like that lady on the phone.
Ako by rozprával k Joelovi, aby sa nestal takým istým ako tá pani na telefóne.
Please can you turn to the person sitting next to you?
A môže sa prosím teraz otočiť k osobe, ktorá sedí vedľa vás?
And consider these two questions.
A zamyslite sa nad týmito dvoma otázkami.
Why does Joel want Clementine erased?
Prečo Joel chce, aby Clementina bola zmazaná z jeho pamäti?
And what would you do if you found yourself in Joel's situation?
A čo by si ty robil, ak by sa ocitol v Joelovej situácii?
I'm going to give you 2 or 3 minutes to talk about those questions with the people sitting next to you.
A na to vám dám 2-3 minúty.
Okay. See, you enjoy talking about film.
Dobre, vidím, že sa radi rozprávate o filmoch.
One of the main ideas in this film,
jedna z hlavných myšlienok v tomto filme,
is the idea of regret.
Je myšlienka ľutosti.
I wish this relationship never happened.
Želám si, aby sa tento vzťah nikdy nezačal.
Blessed are the forgetful.
Požehnaní sú zabúdajúci.
The man who wrote this film,
človek, ktorý napísal tento film,
Charlie Kaufman, wrote this about the script.
Napísal toto o scenári. Pre mňa bolo dôležité dať von do sveta niečo, čo vyzerá ako pravda. Deje sa veľa lží, čo je veľmi škodlivé pre moju existenciu. Keď som pozeral filmy, myslel som, na toto sa teším vo vzťahu. A pre tie filmy som stále nachádzal menej.
Tento prichádza s bradavicami a ja mu odmietam prisudzovať morálku.
He wants to say something with the film.
Tým filmom sa snaží niečo povedať.
He wants to say something about relationships and love.
Snaží sa niečo povedať o vzťahoch a o láske.
Here's somebody with a message.
Je niekým, kto má nejakú zvesť.
Something he wants to put out into culture.
A niečo, čo chce dať tam do kultúry.
That he wants people to think about.
Čo nad čím chce, aby ľudia rozmýšľali.
And reflect on.
A zamýšľali sa nad tým.
Are you interested in that discussion?
Si zaujatý takouto diskusiou?
Some principles for engaging with film for you.
A niekoľko princípov v zapájaní sa do filmov.
Ask yourself the question, where do I see truth? Where do I see reality in this film?
Opýtaj sa sám seba otázku, kde v tom filme vidím pravdu, realitu?
As Christians,
a ako kresťania,
when we engage with any art form,
keď sa zapájame, keď pracujeme s akoukoľvek formou umenia,
we should be looking to encourage the good.
Mali by sme sa snažiť povzbudiť, vyzdvihnúť to dobré.
Looking for truth,
hľadať pravdu.
Looking for reality,
hľadať realitu.
Looking for the value of human beings in that art form.
A v tejto forme umenia hľadať hodnotu ľudských bytostí.
And then we should also be looking for where we see untruth.
A takisto by sme sa mali aj hľadať to, kde vidíme nepravdu.
Where we see things that are unhelpful.
Kde vidíme veci, ktoré nie sú dobré, nápomocné.
These are the two basic questions of engagement.
A toto sú tie dve základné veci zapájania sa do filmov.
Let me give you some principles to apply when you're watching film, when you're engaging with television.
A dovolte mi dať vám niekoľko princípov toho, keď vy sa zapájate, keď pozeráte filmy alebo televíziu.
Let the art speak.
Dovolte tomu umeniu, aby rozprávalo.
Let the music, let the film, let the television.
Či už hudba, film, televízia.
Let it communicate its question.
Dovolte mu komunikovať svoju vlastnú otázku.
And engage with its story.
A zapojte sa, staňte sa súčasťou toho príbehu.
Ask questions.
Pýtajte sa otázky.
Both to find out what you don't know.
Na to, aby ste zistili to, čo neviete.
But also to help other people to recognize what you've seen.
A takisto, aby ste aj iným ľuďom pomohli rozoznať tie veci, ktoré ste si tam vyvšimli.
We must also be positive.
Takisto potrebujeme byť pozitívni.
Sometimes as Christians,
niekedy ako kresťania,
we can come to film with goggles on.
Môžeme prísť k filmu aj s ďalekohľadom.
Just looking for swearing.
Aby sme tam iba hľadali nadávanie.
Or being offended at sex.
A aby sme boli pohoršení sexom.
As these things are discussed in film.
A ako sa o týchto veciach rozpráva vo filme.
Now sometimes it's appropriate not to.
A niekedy je to vhodné taký byť.
Watch a film or engage with something because of those things.
A pozerať film alebo zapájať sa do filmu kvôli takýmto veciam.
But we must make sure that that isn't the only lens that we look at film through.
Ale musíme sa uistiť, že toto nie sú jediné šošovky, cez ktoré sa pozeráme na film.
After you've talked to your friends,
potom ako si sa rozprával s kamarátmi
about the films that they're watching,
o filmoch, ktoré pozerajú,
I want them to say,
tak chcem, aby povedali,
I really enjoyed that conversation.
Naozaj som mal pôžitok z tohto rozhovoru.
I really enjoyed talking with him about my favorite film.
Užil som si rozprávať sa s ním o mojom obľúbenom filme.
He's really interested in the story and the characters.
A je naozaj zaujatý tým filmom a postavami.
And he does ask some good questions about the other parts of the film too.
A takisto sa pýta aj dobré otázky o iných častiach filmu.
So be positive about culture and film.
Tak buďte pozitívni v otázke týchto kultúrnych filmov.
Be clear.
Buďte jasný.
Pick out a clear theme.
Vyberte si jasnú tému.
And keep a biblical perspective on human beings.
A udržujte si biblický pohľad na ľudí.
Three things.
Tri veci.
Human beings bear God's image.
Ľudské bytosti sú nositeľmi Božieho obrazu.
You will never be able to understand.
Nikdy nebudete schopný porozumieť
the value,
hodnote
and the dignity,
a úcte,
the worth,
a hodnote
that you have,
ktorú máš,
because you're made in the image of God.
Práve preto, lebo si stvorený na Boží obraz.
You have a huge, huge value.
Máš obrovskú, obrovskú hodnotu.
You are the only example of you that will ever exist.
Existuje iba jeden exemplár teba, akýkoľvek bude existovať.
There will never be another you.
Už nikdy viac nebude človek ako si ty.
And God wanted you to exist.
A Boh chcel, aby si ty existoval.
That's wonderful, isn't it?
A to je nádherné, nie?
The other side is that human beings are rebels against God.
To ďalšou vecou je, že ľudské bytosti sú povstalcami voči Bohu.
There are some aspects of culture that reflect this.
A sú určité stránky kultúry, ktoré toto odrážajú.
And we need to be careful about those things.
A na týchto veciach musíme byť obozretní.
Yet we also find that human beings sometimes long for God.
No takisto zistujeme, že ľudské bytosti takisto niekedy túžia po Bohu.
And it's into some of these longings.
A je to vďaka, alebo skrze tieto túžby,
that we sometimes find that we can connect.
Skrze ktoré zistujeme, že sa môžeme na ľudí napojiť.
Now back to the film.
Teraz späť k filmu.
In this clip we see the story taking a complete turn.
A v tomto ďalšom klipe vidíme, ako príbeh zrazu sa úplne obracia.
Joel has had Clementine erased.
Joelovi bola zmazaná Clementina.
And Clementine has had Joel erased.
A Clementina mala zmazaného Joela.
But the receptionist at the mind wiping place.
Ale tá recepčná v tej kancelárii na mazanie mysle
decides it's all wrong.
Sa rozhodne, že toto je celé zle.
So she takes the files.
A tak vezme tie súbory a veci,
including an audio tape,
vrátane audio nahrávok,
of each person describing why they wanted that person erased.
Každej osoby, keď popisuje alebo vysvetľuje, prečo si chce zmazať tú druhú osobu.
And she puts it in the post back to them.
A dá im to do pošty a vrátim to.
So Joel and Clementine are separate.
Takže Joel a Clementina sú rozdelení.
They don't know they've had a relationship before.
Nevedia o tom, že predtým boli vo vzťahu.
But something draws them back together.
No niečo ich priťahuje späť.
And they go back after meeting to Clementine's house.
A po stretnutí idú späť do domu Clementiny.
They're just about to start a new relationship together.
Práve sa chystajú začať nový vzťah spolu.
Their second relationship.
Druhý vzťah.
And they pick up Clementine's tape.
A vezmu si Clementininu nahrávku.
What you're going to see in this clip,
to čo vidíte v tomto klipe,
is them putting the tape into the player in the car.
Je ako dávajú tú nahrávku do prehrávača v aute.
And Clementine describes all of the things about Joel that she had him erased for, everything that she's fed up with him for.
A tam Clementina opisuje všetky tie spomienky, ktoré si dala zmazať od Joelovi.
This is weird.
To all patients of Dr. Howard Mierswack, my name is Mary Svevo.
We've met, but you don't remember me.
But you don't remember me.
I worked for a company
you hired
to have part of your memory erased.
I've since decided that this is a
computer error or something.
And in order to correct this, I'm sending everyone's file back to them.
My name is Clementine Krasinski. I'm here to erase Joel Barish.
What is this?
I don't know.
He's boring. Is that enough reason to erase someone?
I've been thinking lately how I was before and how I am now, and it's like he changed me. I feel like I'm always pissy now. I don't like myself when I'm with him. I don't like myself anymore. I can't stand to even look at him. That pathetic, wimpy, apologetic smile, that sort of wounded puppy shit he does, you know?
What are you doing?
He's not doing anything.
Bloom is certainly fucking off the rose at this point.
Are you screwing with him?
No!
You are screwing with me.
Joel, I'm not.
You clearly are.
Look, okay, let's just...
Very confusing situation for them.
Pre nich je to veľmi metúca situácia.
I want to ask you a question.
A chcem sa vás opýtať otázku.
Turn back to the person sitting next to you.
Otočte sa k tej osobe, ktorá sedí vedľa vás.
And ask them these questions.
A opýtajte sa ich tieto otázky.
Do you have regrets?
Máš nejaké... čo to bolo? Ľutosti?
And how do you handle regret?
A ako sa vyrovnávaš s ľútosťami?
I'll give you 2 minutes to talk about that.
A dám vám na to 2 minúty.
Okay, if you just press pause in your conversations.
Dobre, môžete zmáknuť pauzu vo svojom rozhovore.
It's interesting to think about how we handle regret, isn't it?
Je zaujímavé rozmýšľať nad tým, ako sa vysporiadávame s vecami, ktoré ľutujeme.
This film is touching on a very deep issue.
A tento film sa dotýka veľmi hlbokého problému.
Regret is something universal.
Naše ľútosti sú niečo, čo je veľmi univerzálne, všeobecné.
How do we deal with that in the context of relationships?
A ako sa s tým vysporiadávame v kontexte vzťahov?
Now when you watch a film,
keď pozeráš film,
you're looking for reality.
Tak hľadáš realitu.
You're looking for insight.
A hľadáš nejaký vhľad.
You're perhaps looking for people who are searching for God.
Možno hľadáš ľudí, ktorí hľadajú Boha.
For somebody who does the right thing.
Hľadáš niekoho, kto robí správnu vec.
You may be also looking for error.
Možno hľadáš chyby.
For idolatry.
A napríklad pre cudzoložstvo.
For things that cause people to become enslaved to them.
Pre modloslužobníctvo, pre veci, ktorým sa zotročujú.
I don't know if you saw the film The Hurt Locker.
Neviem, či ste videli film Hurt Locker.
That's a film about addiction.
Je to film o závislosti.
Somebody who's addicted to the danger of defusing bombs.
O niekom, kto je závislý na tom pocite nebezpečenstva pri deaktivácii, neškodnení bomby.
We're also looking for the possibility of grace.
Takisto hľadáme o možnosti milosti.
For a forgiveness.
O odpustenia.
And it's amazing how this features in story.
A je úplne zaujímavé to, ako sa toto často objavuje vo filmoch.
Now sometimes you might think, how can I have a conversation about this film?
Možno niekedy sa divíte nad tým, ako môžem mať nejaký rozhovor nad týmto filmom.
Maybe these are some questions you could ask.
Možno to sú niektoré z otázok, ktoré sa môžete pýtať.
What is this film asking me to believe?
Čo po mne žiada tento film, aby som veril?
What are the issues and ideas in the film?
Aké sú problémy a myšlienky v tomto filme?
Who's my favorite character?
Ktorá je moja obľúbená postava?
What's your favorite moment in any film?
Aký je tvoj obľúbený moment v akomkoľvek filme?
I love asking people that question.
A s radosťou sa pýtam ľudí túto otázku.
And people love being asked that question.
A ľudia sú radi, keď sa ich opýtate tú otázku.
Would you give the film a thumbs up, a thumbs down?
A zdvihli by ste prsty, alebo by ste ich sklonili kvôli tomu filmu?
I wonder if you have ever thought about the story.
Zaujímalo by ma, či ste niekedy rozmýšľali nad príbehom.
In your friends' favorite films.
A obľúbeným filmom z tvojich priateľov.
It's part of the way that we make friends now, I think.
Myslím si, že to je súčasťou toho, ako si dnes robíme priateľov.
We share our favorite films with each other.
Navzájom sa delíme o svoje obľúbené filmy.
Now we're going to move back to the film. I'm going to show you the last clip.
Teraz sa vrátime späť k filmu a ukážem vám posledný klip.
Joel receives his audio tape.
Joel dostane svoju vlastnú audionahrávku.
They listen to the tape and Clementine begins to leave.
Počúvajú ju a Clementina začne postupne odchádzať.
Joel says, stop, wait.
Joel povie, čakaj, nechod nikam.
Then they have an incredible conversation.
Potom majú úžasný rozhovor.
Joel says, I can't see anything that I don't like about you.
A Joel povie, nevidím nič, čo by som na tebe nemal rád.
Clementine says, but you're going to see things you don't like about me. You're going to get fed up with me. We've listened to the tape.
Ale Clementina hovorí, že ale ich uvidíš a budeš nakoniec na mňa naštvaný. Sme to počúvali na tej nahrávke.
And I want you to listen very carefully to Joel's answer to that.
A chcem, aby ste veľmi pozorne počúvali Joelovú odpoveď na to.
I wouldn't think that about you.
Because I don't.
I know.
Because it really hurts me that you said that, because
so
I don't do that.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry about all this. I'm gonna go. I'm a little confused. I don't really think I can be here.
Wait.
What?
I don't know.
What
just
do
wait.
You want, Joel?
Just wait. I don't know. I want you to wait for just a while. I can't see anything that I don't like about you.
But you
right
will.
Now, I can't.
But you will. You know, you will think of things. And I'll get bored with you and feel trapped because that's what happens with me.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Change your heart. Look around you. Change your heart. It will astound you. And I need your loving like the sunshine.
It's the last scene in the movie.
To teda posledná scéna vo filme.
Charlie Kaufman, the screenwriter.
A Charlie Kaufman je tým...
The writer.
Ten, čo píšete veci. Stavista? Scenarista.
Uses this as an opportunity to communicate what he wants to say about love and relationships.
A toto využíva ako príležitosť k tomu, aby povedal to, čo chce o láske a vzťahoch.
In answer to Clementine...
Na Clementininu odpoveď...
Joel says, okay.
Joel hovorí, okay.
There is such a huge distance.
Je tam taká veľká vzdialenosť.
That he crosses with that okay.
Ktorú prekračuje tým okay.
It means...
To znamená to...
I know I'm going to get fed up.
Viem, že sa naštvem.
I know you're going to do things which frustrate me.
Viem, že budeš robiť veci, ktoré ma budú frustrovať.
I've listened to the tape.
Počúval som pásku.
But I still want you.
Ale aj napriek tomu ťa chcem.
I accept you.
Prijímam ťa.
Warts and all. Blemishes and all.
A so všetkými chybami.
That's a really interesting thing to say in a film.
A to je veľmi zaujímavá vec, ktorú ten film hovorí.
It raises the question, what is love?
A tak to prináša otázku, čo je to láska?
Many of us are already asking the question, how can I find true love?
A mnohí z nás sa už pýtajú tú otázku, ako môžem byť skutočne milovaný.
Do we get close to the people that we care about by hiding our faults, by pretending that we're perfect?
A dostaneme sa blízko k ľuďom, na ktorých nám záleží tým, že budeme skrývať svoje chyby a budeme sa tváriť, že sme niekým iným?
Or in being honest about our faults?
Alebo tým, že budeme čestní s našimi chybami?
That's something we've been challenged about over the last few hours, isn't it?
A to je niečo, čím sme my vyzývaní počas posledných niekoľkých hodín, nie?
Can we confess the things that we struggle with to the people around us?
Dokážeme vyznať veci, s ktorými zápasíme tým, ktorí sú okolo nás?
Are we sure enough of grace?
Sme si dostatočne istí milosťou?
That we'll let them in.
Že im dovolíme vstúpiť dovnútra.
And when it comes to God,
a keď príde na Boha,
what if there is a way for God to accept human beings with regrets, with faults, with sin?
Čo ak existuje cesta, ako Boh nás dokáže prijať so všetkými našimi chybami a veciami, ktoré ľutujeme?
I've sometimes asked the question, God, would you actually want me?
Sám sa veľakrát pýtam tú otázku. Bože, skutočne by si ma chcel?
These are questions that arise here.
A toto sú otázky, ktoré tu povstávajú.
The message of the Christian gospel.
Tá správa, tá zvesť kresťanského evanjelia.
Is that God loves each one of us.
Že Boh miluje každého jedného z nás.
He sees you as you really are.
A vidí ťa takého, ako naozaj si.
He sees all of that secret stuff.
A vidí všetky tie tajnosti.
And he accepts you.
A on ťa prijíma.
And he loves you.
A ťa miluje.
As you turn to him.
Ako sa k nemu obraciaš.
And the resurrection.
A vzkriesenie.
That exploding new possibility from the tomb.
Tá vybuchujúca nová možnosť z hrobky.
Is also God saying.
Je takisto to, že Boh hovorí.
I'm a God of change.
Ja som Boh zmeny.
I can change things.
Dokážem zmeniť veci.
Bringing new possibilities, new opportunities.
Dokážem priniesť nové možnosti a príležitosti.
At the heart of the gospel is love as well.
A pri srdci evanjelia takisto láska.
Holy Spirit, the Father and the Son in a loving, intimate relationship with each other.
Duch Svätý, Otec a Syn v so svojom spoločnom milujúcom vzťahu.
And we read in John's Gospel.
A v Jánovom evanjeliu čítame
about God's motive.
O Božom zámere.
God so loved, God loved the world so much.
Lebo Boh tak moc miloval
svet. That he gave his one and only son.
Že dal svojho jediného syna.
So that everybody who places their trust, their belief in him,
aby tak každý, kto vkladá svoju dôveru a svoju vieru v neho,
would not perish but have eternal life.
Nemusel zahynúť, ale mal večný život.
There's such a challenge in that, isn't there, for us?
A práve v tom je taká veľká výzva pre nás, nie?
Especially as we think about dealing with regrets, dealing with those things that we find difficult.
A hlavne v tom, keď rozmýšľame nad vecami, ktoré ľutujeme.
Just want to say at this point, if you would like to have somebody pray with you.
A v tejto chvíli chcem ja povedať, že ak by si chcel mať niekoho, kto sa môže s tebou a za teba modliť.
Or if you would like to talk to us.
Alebo ak by sa chcel s nami rozprávať.
If you want some advice.
Ak chceš nejakú radu.
Then we're here to talk to you and pray with you.
Tak sme tu, aby sme sa s tebou rozprávali, aby sme sa za teba modlili.
We'll make ourselves available to do that.
A tak chceme byť ti dostupní.
Let me leave you with a few just quick practical suggestions when you're thinking about film and you're thinking about using film.
A tak vás opustím s tak niekoľkými praktickými návrhmi, čo robiť, keď sa rozhodneme používať filmy.
Be a cinema goer, be a DVD watcher.
Buď človekom, ktorý chodí do kina, buď človekom, ktorý pozerá DVDčka.
Expect DVDs and films and art and music to tell you questions, to communicate questions.
Očakávaj, že filmy a hudba a kina ti budú nasúvať otázky.
While you're watching, think to yourself, what are the questions? What is the reality here?
A ako pozeráš film, tak sám rozmýšľaj nad tým, čo sú tie otázky a čo sú tie reality v tomto.
And try to engage with it.
A snaž sa s tým nejak do toho zapojiť.
Okay. I'm going to pray for us as we close now.
A pomodlím sa za nás.
Would you bow your
heads?
Thank you.
Skloníte hlavy, prosím. Ďaká.
Lord Jesus, we have seen something of your grace.
Pane Ježišu, videli sme niečo z tvojej milosti.
And we know that your grace, your forgiveness comes to us as we turn to you.
A vieme, že tvoja milosť a tvoja láska k nám prichádzajú, ako sa k tebe obraciame.
Lord, you know the areas in our lives that we need to turn to you in.
Pane, ty poznáš tie oblasti v našich životách, ktoré potrebujeme obrátiť smerom k tebe.
We do that now. We turn to you. We turn away from those things and we want to accept your love and your grace and your forgiveness.
A to robíme v tejto chvíli. Obraciame sa celý k tebe a žiadame ťa o tvoju lásku a odpustenie.
To give you our regrets, our history, our sin.
Dávame ti veci, ktorých nám je ľúto a celú tú minulosť.
And let you deal with that on the cross of Jesus.
Lebo ty si sa s tým vysporiadal na kríži Krista.
Lord, help us as we use film and as we engage with culture.
Pane, pomáhaj nám, ako používame filmy a ako sa snažíme zapájať s kultúrou.
To walk with you in a pure and holy way.
Aby sme kráčali s tebou v čistým a svätým spôsobom.
And thank you for the food we're about to eat.
A Pane, ďakujeme ti za jedlo, ktoré sa chystáme jesť.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Mene Ježiš, amen.